I have a friend who, when I've introduced this friend, I've always said this sort of thing, because most of you say you are not prejudiced people. And you, if I say I have a friend, you'd say I'd like to meet them, if they're your friend. And you could handle any friend I could lay on you, in terms of weirdness. Well, my friend Emmanuel hasn't got a body. See, and a lot of people say, well, I don't know about that, you know, I mean, see, well, he's my friend, I mean, it's not your problem, but I don't know whether you have imaginary playmates, but I do, I have lots of them. They enrich my life immensely. And Emmanuel has a great sense of humor, he's absolutely delightful. You remember that when I asked Emmanuel, I say, Emmanuel, I work with people that are dying, what should I tell them? He said, tell them it's absolutely safe. I mean, who wouldn't love somebody like that? He said, it's like taking off a tight shoe. Dying is like taking off a tight shoe. Because where he's looking, he did it already, and he's sitting around, you know, he knows. And he's saying, what are you making such a big deal out of the body? It's just an incarnation, no big deal. Well, what happened was that I had gotten, throughout those years, I was busy sort of putting down my physical body and my personality. I was so neurotic, and my body was not quite what I wanted it to be, and I just figured, I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to get high. And then at one point I said to Emmanuel, Emmanuel, what is my work? What should I be doing on Earth? And he said, Ram Dass, why don't you... You're in a school, why don't you try taking the curriculum? He said, why don't you try being human? You know, I'd never thought of that. Because as far as I was concerned, my job was to push away my humanity and to get high. And I'd get high in any way I knew, and then I'd see it all and I'd be wise and far out. And then I'd go back to my room and I'd come back into my humanity. And I yick. And so I realized that until I didn't take an incarnation by error. In fact, there are no errors in the game at all. Not any errors in form at all. All form is lawful. It's all lawful. There's no errors. And what's far out is as long as you identify with that part of you that is in form, you are merely a lawful happening. You can talk free will, but it's nonsense. That's not free will, that's all lawful unfolding. When you decided to come here tonight, that thought didn't just come out of the void, it comes out of this, which led to that, which led to that. All your thoughts, your body, this is a 1931 model that is decaying in a perfectly lawful and orderly fashion. And as long as I identify with all of this, I am merely lawfully unfolding. And Emmanuel said to me, you have your choice. Do you want to be the victim or the creator? Because as long as you are the incarnation only, you are the victim. You are being had by the law. And you feel yourself caught in stuff that's just happening to you. You didn't ask for it. If you think you are the form. Ah, but if you flipped into these other levels of consciousness, outside of form, and met yourself behind form, which isn't describable, you can't say, I am a that, because that's a form. It's very frustrating. Because you can point at it, but you can't describe it, because every description isn't what it is. But as you begin to acknowledge that part of you that is not in form, and even to rest in it, you begin to experience what it feels like to be that which created yourself. Then there's only one of it, and it creates. It is creation by its very nature. You could call it God, or you could call it creation, and you're it. And standing nowhere means you are both the creator and the created. You are both the creator and the victim. And you stretch to be able to handle that incredible paradox. And you watch your own drama unfolding, and you are both in it, if you're accepting your humanity and taking the curriculum, as Emmanuel suggests, and you're not in it. That part of you that is not in it appreciates the perfection of the way it's unfolding. Now you say, perfection? Hey, man, look at the homeless. Look at the suffering. Look at the terrorism. Look at the bomb. Look at my stomach. Look at, you're gonna call that perfection? You out of your mind? This guy, what a Pollyanna-ish guy he is. There's another paradox. The paradox is when you stand back and you look at the forms of the universe, you see law. And you see the law of karma, it's called, or whatever you want to call it. That's one way of calling it. The law of the unfolding of cause and effect, in which everything is related to everything else in the universe. Every blade of grass bending is related to everything else. And you stand back and you are awed by it, and you look and you see your body and your personality and your history and your family is all part of it. And you appreciate the perfection of the unfolding of it all, including the suffering. But if you just do that, which you do up here with your third eye, your heart, which is your emotional heart, your human heart, says, what kind of an insensitive, callous person are you? Because if you're only up here, somebody trips in front of you, you say, karma. Okay. But if you're just down here, you look around and the suffering stinks, and you try to do something about it, but it is so immense, the amount of suffering, that you go to fill the dike there and it's leaking there, and you go to fill it there and it's leaking there. And where are you going to do it? What are you going to do it? You're on the good guy mailing list just like I am, you know. Which one do you write your check to? You know, is it the whales this week? Is it the battered women? Is it the... On and on it goes. Nicaraguans, Guatemalan refugees, who is it? There's the paradox. The paradox is that suffering is part of the plan of it all, and suffering stinks. And as a human being, you do what you can to end suffering because of the compassionate nature of your heart. At the same moment, you know that it's perfect, including your wanting to get rid of it. Can you hear that? It's a far out relationship, and it's important, because if you don't have that balance and you try to help people, you will burn out. There's no doubt about it.